Hey, good morning and welcome to the chat, everyone. It's so exciting having so many of you new participants coming on the 40-day challenge. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. I wish you all a happy and holy month to come. Why is this month of Elul considered so important? Why are we doing this 40-day challenge? Our sages teach that it's the month of Elul that God is closer to us. He's somehow more receptive to our prayers. He's more attentive to our attempts to draw closer to him. The question is, what made, I mentioned this in the chapter, that Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the great Hasidic master, used the metaphor of a king whose usual place is in the palace, right? Anyone who wants to see the king has to go to the palace, but there are times when the king leaves the palace, comes out to the field, and then is more accessible to the people, and that is this month. What happened that made this month such an opportune time for spiritual closeness? And the answer to this is a second chance. The Talmud tells us that Rosh Chodesh Elul was the day that God told Moses, come up for the second set of tablets. Because if you go backtrack a little in the summer, it was on the 17th of Tammuz, which was a fast day that kicked off the three-week period leading up to the saddest day on the Jewish calendar, Tisha B'Av. It was on the 17th of Tammuz that Moshe saw the Egel Hazav, the Jewish people sinning at the golden calf. He was coming down from Har Sinai with the tablets. He breaks the tablets. Moshe then prays for 40 days to God to forgive the Jewish people for the sin of the golden calf. And then 40 days later, which was Rosh Chodesh Elul today, God said, come back for another chance. Elul is a time for second chances. And by the way, Moshe then went back up to Har Sinai to get those second tablets, stayed there for another 40 days, 40 nights. And the day he came down was Yom Kippur, hence this 40-day challenge. Yom Kippur was not just chosen randomly. Yom Kippur is the day Moshe returned to the Jewish people and said, I know you messed up with the first set, but God's giving us a second chance. And that's our theme. That's really the theme of the entire month. And that's the theme today of second chances. I shared the story about Alfred Nobel, the Swedish inventor of dynamite. And what happened was there was this headline of the obituary in a French newspaper back in 1888. That erroneously eulogized Alfred Nobel as the inventor of dynamite. Now, he wasn't the inventor of dynamite. It was Alfred's brother Ludwig, actually, who had died. And thanks to some poor reporting, the newspaper mistakenly thought Alfred had died. And the reporters published this scathing review of his life. But it gave him a second chance. He was deeply impacted by this premature obituary, became obsessed with how he would one day be remembered after he died. So he rewrites his will, bequeaths most of his incredible fortune to a cause that would be admired and celebrated to this day, the Nobel Prize, which is offered to leading scientists and peacemakers and writers as a way of not to harm people, but of course to benefit mankind. And that's really what we are given. All of us are given a chance to sort of rewrite our own story. And that's what Elul's all about. Elul is about tapping into second chances. It's an opportunity for greater spiritual closeness. In fact, the Hebrew letters for Elul, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, are an acronym for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I'm for my beloved is for me, an opportunity for closeness with God. And I mentioned in the chapter also that it's an opportunity for closeness with our fellow human being as well, because those are Rashi Tevos, also an acronym for Ish L'Re'eyu, Umatanot le'evyonim, one man for his friend and gifts to the poor. That's a verse from the book of Esther, the Purim story. And that's a way of saying that this is an opportunity not only to get closer to God during this month, but to our fellow human being, which of course is linked with Hashem. And so I'm going to endeavor to share these short spurts of Torah inspiration to help all of us grow a little closer, both to God and to our fellow human being. And I also promise that I would share something new. If you read the book already, what is new, a new source having to do with second chances, just briefly? And that is something found in the book of Numbers in Parshat Balotcha, when there was a group of Jews that came to Moses in the wilderness. And they said to Moshe that we, anachnu tmeim l'nefesh adam, they had come into contact with the dead, and therefore they were unable to be able to bring the paschal offering, which was the way Passover used to be celebrated. Lama nigara levilti, why should we be adversely affected and that we can't bring the sacrifice? We want to participate. So Moshe came to God, and Hashem said to Moshe, he gave them the law of the Pesach Sheni, that there a month later, anyone who could not bring the Paschal offering because they were in contact with the dead, they were unfit to bring the Paschal offering when it was supposed to be brought, the 14th and then the 15th of Nisan, they could do it a month later, giving the Jewish people a second chance. Isn't that beautiful? What an amazing idea that Torah has. Hashem always wants us to participate. And if we couldn't do it the first time, we can do it the second. If we messed up this year, or whatever happened yesterday, the week before, or 2 months before, it doesn't matter. Hashem's giving us another chance to draw closer to Him, to our fellow human being. Let's take advantage of it. I welcome you all. I congratulate you all for taking advantage of this opportunity so that these 40 days are filled with more spiritual wisdom, with some character development through which we can all tap in to that greater spiritual closeness, giving us all this amazing opportunity. Have a great day.